on.
It's 8:22.
It's time for What's It.
It's time for What's It. A win for the girls on Friday.
It's time for What's It. It's 8:22.
And that means a new bloke today. His name is Peter Coleman. He's 46, from Linlithgow. Married to Gillian, got two kids, Harry and Sam, and a dog called Ernie.
Ernie.
What a great name for a dog. What kind of dog is he?
Oh, he's a Cavalier King Charles. He's more of a cat with a bark.
Just like my dogs. And you're an accountant, but you got the day off today.
I have.
Okay, but your wife's at work and the kids are at school.
That's right, and I've got a pile of ironing and probably other jobs to do.
Did she leave you a list?
A mental list. There'll be an element of disappointment if I fail.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be a proper marriage unless she came home disappointed, Peter. Well, listen, you've got 30 seconds on the clock to try and score as many points as you can. If you get stuck, say What's It, and we'll move on. However, you can only do that once, Peter, in the 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, 30 seconds, time starts now. This is an exotic fruit they use to make a pina colada.
Pineapple.
Yeah. A king wears this on his head.
Crown.
Yeah. It's an animal with a long neck.
Giraffe.
Yeah. These white things are in the sky.
Clouds.
Yeah. The saltire is Scotland's national one.
Flag.
Yeah. This is the joint next to your hand.
Wrist.
Yeah. A joiner would use this to cut a piece of wood in half.
Saw.
Yeah. If you have a bit of paper and then you put it through the machine, it gets a glossy finish. What is it done? What is it?
Laminate.
I'm sorry, but is this words for kindergarten or something?
Blimey. Peter, you were sensational. We scored 8.
Blimey.
See, we were just switched on together there, Arlene.
No, they were just so easy a 12-year-old would manage.
Well,
I laminate.
Yeah. Stop complaining, Arlene, and just introduce your lady for today.
She is Karen Anderson, in her 40s, from Drylaw. Her husband was away golfing at the weekend.
Yes.
She not only painted the kitchen, she had a night out with the girls and is running confidence-building classes with the students at Leith Academy today.
Well, I'll tell you what, Karen, you're going to need some confidence to win this morning.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. What colour did you go for the kitchen, by the way?
Teal.
Oh, a nice teal,
nice
bluey-green colour.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay.
Don't say green.
It's bluey.
It's a bluey aqua colour then. Teal's green, Karen.
No, it's not.
It's blue.
What's wrong with green?
Oh, my husband's a jambo. I can't be painted.
Oh, right. So she painted it as if he's not had a bad enough season. He's now got a green kitchen. Right, Karen. 9 points for the win. Best of luck. 30 seconds and your time starts now.
It was a kids' puppet show. Sweep and Sue were the other ones. Matthew Corbett hosted it. It was the what show?
The Sweetie Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I find a wallet, hand it in, it's because I'm what?
Honest.
Yes, I hail this.
Taxi.
Yes, a birthday, you tend to go with this for jelly and ice cream.
What's it?
God's sake! Oh, yeah. God!
Oh, you were never going to get 8, were you? Sooty, honest and taxi. That last one there was party that you didn't get, Karen.
I'm tired.
Now, listen, never mind. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
And you can go off tomorrow and enjoy your nice green kitchen. Have a brilliant day, all right?
Thank you, cheers.
Bye, Karen. And Peter!
Hello.
Yeah! Well done, mate. Are you free to come back tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got a bad feeling they're not going to be so easy, though.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure of it.
I don't think the words were easy. I just think they were
brilliantly
described this morning. Peter, we'll see you tomorrow. Well done, fella.
Okay, cheers.
And that means it's now boys 8, girls 6 on What's It. This is Fourth One.
Fourth One.